So what did we talk about the last week or two? Anybody remember? Order of God, God's divine order, yes. And I think we got, I'm not going to do this again to spare you, but we got the worship team up there and told everybody to play their favorite songs all at one time, different instruments, and it sounded pretty horrible. So there's freedom, but there's got to be order in freedom or you've got confusion. And we talked about all creation, the universe, the laws of the universe, all that's in order. God's chosen people, the Jews, when they're in order, they prosper. When they're out of order, they are cursed, right? That true? Give me an example then. When were they out of order and they were cursed? Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. What about the Jewish people in particular? Can you think of it? 40 years in the wilderness. That's right, because of disobedience. So I heard sometimes I'll flip the radio on the way to church. It was real early. Used to be religious programming on all day Sunday on TV, on the radio. Now it's like real, real early in the morning before people wake up from their hangovers and stuff because they don't want to watch that stuff. But, you know, this guy was on here, and he's a man. I'm sure he was a great man of God. I'm sure that was all true, but he was talking about how blessed we are in America. I'm going, yes, we are very blessed. And then he said, how, you know, it's just such a blessing that I was born here. I could have been born somewhere. And I've thought about that before, too, sometimes. But then he said, I guess we're just, it was to the effect of, I guess we're just lucky that God has blessed our country. And I'm like, no, that's not true. We're not lucky that God has blessed our country. We are blessed because we were formed under His order and under the name of Jesus Christ. Right? Is that true? And we are very out of order now, by the way. Opal has a sister named Sue, and she's a sweetie. She comes out here and works at Food Pantry. She don't say a word. She just does her job. She smiles a lot. She's got a really sweet spirit about her. You'd love her if you met her. Right, Opal? You like her, don't you? I wasn't trying to. But she got caught. She works at West Washington, Salem. She's a treasurer, and she counsels people on their insurance, and she takes care of the administration and all that, right? So she's in her own office. And there's two ladies outside the office. I got a prayer request the other day to pray for her because she was being called in by the superintendent to be disciplined. You want to know why? Because when Christians come in that office, they want to talk together about Jesus. Of course, the two ladies out here are talking about who's having an affair with who and what's going on with who. Now, that's just good, clean fun. But when you talk about Jesus, and evidently somebody was in there the other day and they started talking about Bible prophecy. Well, the lady out there said, shut up. I don't want to hear that stuff. That's scaring me. And so she evidently goes to the superintendent and he told her, you know, you can't be doing this no more. And she politely said, politely, I'm sure, because I don't think she could do it any other way. She said, well, God's been good to me, and I can't help but tell people what God's done for me, so basically live with it. But it's upside down, because if your sister was a Muslim, there would be no retribution whatsoever. So there is an Antichrist spirit. The Bible says even now the Antichrist spirit's being released on the earth. And it's getting stronger and stronger and bolder and bolder and bolder. So as a church, as a people of God, we've got to get things in order because we're going to have things come against us that we're going to have to, like you were saying, fellowship, unity. I forget the words you used, but we're going to have to be like that. And I know Janet and maybe Mary have both seen this sanctuary filled up with sleeping bags, wall to wall, people sleeping here and being fed here. And I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have some order, you're going to have total confusion. You're going to have people doing things they should never do in a church, you know, because people don't have the respect for that like they used to, do they? So, praise God, and we're going to get opportunities. I just want to be lined up where God wants us when we get there. And we've been talking for a long time. God's pouring it out. God's getting ready to pour it out. We're about to see this great harvest. About to see it. I know many of y'all lately said it's coming. It's coming quickly. Since you hadn't been here very long, didn't you tell me that you saw the Lord was getting ready to do mighty things?
I think it was the first few nights I was here.
They need to hear it from you.
I think it was like the second night Mom brought me here after revival in May of last year, year ago. Or it might have been the first night, and we was coming down the driveway, and I told her that I had a vision of the driveway being full of cars to where people couldn't get in. And then I think I had a dream or something that, and I didn't know Mike Mosier at the time, and you had told me that he had had like the same dream of the park, of the lots being filled up and like not enough places for everybody and stuff.
Yeah, Mike had a dream of people lined up on the hillside listening, kind of like an Ichthus festival or something, thousands of people lined up on the hillside. Didn't you have a vision of revival here?
I seen when we was walking the boundary lines that every single square inch of this 15 acres is going to be filled with bodies and souls.
Praise the Lord.
So,
praise the Lord, it's 18 acres. But that's okay, 15 wall to wall be okay. Can have 2 or 3 acres for a garden, right? So that's probably prophetic to move around. All right, so there's creation in the universe. There's creation in God's chosen people when it's operating correctly. There was order in Jesus. Jesus did things in order. He did things according to the Jewish law just so he could. You know, he wasn't going to come in. He said, I came to not destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. So he had to do that, or he couldn't have been Messiah, right? We've got to have the order of God in our own lives. How many of y'all? And I told you, I confessed to you this morning that I quit disciplining my life because you listen to the bad report. You can't do that no more. You can't exercise no more. You can't do that. And it may not be that with you. It might be, I can't read my Bible no more. It's boring. I know it all. Every time I go to read it, it's just, you've got to do it. You need to do it. You got to press in and do it, and you will see the fruit. You might not see it the first day, but you will see the fruit of what's in there. The Word of God is powerful, mighty, sharper than any two-edged sword. I thought you got a chill. I thought, well, that was good. No, it was an itch. Darn. In our own lives, in the church, we talk about the church a little bit. And first, I just want to tell you, God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and every creeping thing on earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God did what? He blessed them. God blessed mankind, and he said what? Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion, da-da-da. God sees need for family. The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it, and the Lord commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Da. Verse 18, the Lord said, it is not good that man should what? Be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And out of the ground, God formed every beast of the field, all the mammals and everything. And I believe he brought them to Adam and see what he would name them, you know. And man named all the animals, didn't he? Praise God. Isn't that awesome? But it said there was none, no animal, no thing that was created was suitable for Adam to be a friend and companion with, right? It said, so he put Adam to sleep, and he took a rib out of his side, right, and he formed woman. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Sorry, I had to use that. It was a man and a woman. Is that clear? A man and a woman. Two men just don't fit together and make good companions. It just don't work. Man and a woman. A man and a woman. You got to have a man and a woman to do his command, which was be fruitful. Wow. And multiply. I thought that was a buzzer, man. That was awesome. It was. It was cool. Okay. No, I'm keeping this light, man. It's a good thing. God made you in his image. Because God needed a helpmate. Because God, evidently, I can't imagine God being lonely, but he created all this, and he created you to worship him. He created me to worship him. He had a great worship leader. His name was Lucifer. Oh, he was the worship, high worship leader in heaven, most people think. But he got pride. And he said, I want to be like the Most High God. And that's what gets most of us in trouble. We want to be like the Most High God. But God wants us to submit. God wants us to come under his protection. We look at submit as such a bad word. It said submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee you. Now, you try to resist the devil without submitting to God, you got yourself in a bad place. He's going to eat you up and spit you out. Because he's a lot wiser than you. He knows everything about you. He knows everything that tempts you. He knows that every sin you've ever committed, even though God took it and forgot it and threw it away, the enemy will accuse you day and night. And something will happen to you and you'll go, well, I deserve that. No, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. I'm never going to get to where I'm going. He took the woman and brought her to the man. And by the way, woman, man, I'll read the definition of man in Hebrew. Mankind, man, human being, man, Adam, first man. Woman, woman, wife, female, woman, opposite of man, wife, woman, married to a man, female of animals, female of anything. And he brought her to the man, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. So it says in the command in Genesis 1, 27, 28, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Children, that is the fruit. That is to be fruitful and multiply. Children, you're the fruit. You're the fruit. I'm a fruit of my mom and dad, you know. So you have a great, and believe me, I want you to know that if any church was ever behind children, it's this church. Because there's been prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy, 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 that you guys would raise up and be a revival generation. And I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. But it's just like Jesus. It's just like you. There has to be discipline and order.
That's right.
And by God, I will say one thing. The children were awesome this morning. I've seen them up here worshiping. It was awesome. So see, God is doing some mighty things. Behold, children, Psalm 127, 3-5. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. Danny? Mike? A lot of y'all got your quivers full. More to come, right? Happy is the man who his quiver is full. They will not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Luke 18:15. They brought infants to him that he might touch. This is Jesus. They brought children to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." So parents and children, praise God, you both got a responsibility. Even though you're little bitty creatures, you've got a responsibility. You're grown, Victoria. You don't have to pay no attention. Proverbs 22:6, y'all know this verse, but we'll say it again. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I am living proof of that. I was brought up in the admonition of the Lord. I was brought up in church, even though it wasn't that. But we went to church every Sunday. We honored the Lord. And my mom and dad didn't send me. They took me. So I saw this, see. And I grew up knowing, I learned a lot. I learned a whole lot in church. But because of my own rebellion, I turned far away from God. I went my own way. I did my own thing. But there was something that pulled me back. And God would not let me go. He would not let me go. He would, circumstances. And I know a lot of y'all. Danny, I'm sure, I know you was brought up in the way you should go. Mary, God got a hold of you and you weren't so much, right? But God wants everybody. But when you've been brought up in that, you know, it's like wandering around in the dark, a completely blind person. There's no sight, there's no sound, there's no nothing. And you're just trying to struggle around and find out which way to go. If you've been brought up in the ways of the Lord, like you said, you have a compass. You know which way home. I always knew which way home was. I just didn't want to go there. Because I had this idea that going home means rules and regulations and all my fun's gone, and I can't party no more, and I can't wake up with hangovers no more, and I can't do all these wonderful fun things no more. I found out that the joy of the Lord was my strength. I found out that that was a calling on my life to serve God. So it's a good thing. Good thing. And as your children watch you grow in the Lord and prosper in the Lord and really be real in the Lord, they're going to know, and they're going to come home a lot quicker than I did, because in Jesus' name, they're not going to stray in the first place. So that's the wonderful news. That's the good news. We got a generation that's going to be strong. and go through high school and even go through college without falling.
That's right. Praise God.
Without believing the lies. Train up a child. Train literally means too narrow. And what does the Word of God say about the way to heaven? The path is straight and narrow. It doesn't say it's bad. It says it's straight and narrow. And the way to hell is broad and wide, and you can get into confusion real, real easy. So parents' duty, this is real simple. Your duty is to train up a child in the way he should go, and that's your duty. Your duty is not when he is old, he will not depart from it. Your duty is to train up a child in the way they should go. And that's many different ways, right? That's morally, that's spiritually, that's a work ethic, that's finances, that's so many things that children aren't getting anymore. It's like a work ethic. And praise God, y'all are imparting that. But you need to, because sometimes it might seem easier to give a kid everything they want, and it is easy for them. But guess what? When they get out of the house and they have no work ethic, or they think work is a curse word, and it's not. Work is a blessing. Work is a blessing. If they get that, they will move right into the workforce or whatever God has called them to do, and they'll prosper and they'll do well. But if they don't have that, worst case scenario, they'll end up back at your house doing nothing and being lazy. And seriously, nothing wrong with your kids coming back to your house if they need it. My son came back to our house for a while when he needed to, so he could go back to school. I was not against that at all. He was like 20, 21, 22 years old. You'd say I'm an idiot, but I'm like, Dave, I went and got him in Florida. I said, I'd love for you to move back with us, son, but there's just one thing. You will go to church every Sunday? You can't make a kid go to church. Well, sure you can. Where did that come from? That come from Dr. Spock, man. That didn't come from God. It didn't. Don't do them no good. They resent it. No, they're getting trained. Y'all might not agree with that, but I said, okay, you're going to go to church every Sunday. You will have a curfew. At 20-something years old? Yes. Yes. No beer, no alcohol in the refrigerator. I knew he wasn't living a Christian lifestyle. Wasn't like I was bringing in Billy Graham or something, but, you know, you can't bring demonic music into the house. Just basic rules, because I don't want my house polluted with this stuff. You know what he said? He said, I know that, Dad. I know y'all's. And it wasn't a smart aleck answer. He said, I know, Dad. He was broken. So don't ever think that's going to make your children. I know y'all know that, but anyway. Children's duty. Uh-oh. It's your turn. Children. Got it? Look at me. Children. No. What? Yeah. How'd you know that? Children, obey your parents. And what's it say? Your parents in the Lord. You're doing it as unto the Lord. When you obey your parents, you are pleasing the Lord. Do you think that's true? Because it said, this is right. Honor. Woo! What's that? No, well, yeah, that's true, but honor is way above that. No back talk. Honor is way above that, isn't it? I honor my mom and dad. I honor what they gave to me. I honor how they sacrificed for me. Now, when I was a kid, I won't tell you that I always did, but I honored them. I can look back at my mom and dad, and they did the best they could do with me. And they had a hard time working with me, but they did the best they can do with me. Which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you. Well with you means to be good and to prosper, and you may live long on the earth. And of course, then it says, dads, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Colossians 3:18-23. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting to the Lord. I thought about taking that verse out, but I thought, no, we need to do this in the whole context. And I remember when we first started church, it was just a joke, but we'd go, Ephesians 5:22, woman, submit! It was a joke. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Submit, we learned later, means coming under the protection of. It has nothing to do with wielding a sword or a whip. It's not that at all. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, and then it goes on, talks about slaves. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Parents, and I know I'm not speaking to y'all, but parents giving a child a free, undisciplined life will one day cause them great grief.
That's right. That's
and parents, these admonitions of the Lord are not too hard. And I've heard the word before, I can't get them to mind, I can't do this, I can't do that. It was just like the other day when I said, I can't run anymore. I didn't say it was pretty. But if you really, you have hardened your heart if you ever say, I can't, something the Lord says you can. You've hardened your heart to the Lord because He says you can do anything. You can do all things through me who strengthens you. So you can do anything. You can do all things. And praise God, if you've got a mom and a dad and wives and husbands, if you've got a husband or a wife to help you, man, you know that is makes it incredibly a lot easier to raise up a child because you've got Adam's side and you've got Eve's side, and it needs to be a mix. It don't to be. The trouble is it gets all one way. Well, this ain't my job. My job's to work and my job's to do this. No, you've got to come alongside and you've got to work together because how many of you know the enemy uses division to destroy more things? The enemy uses division to destroy churches. What is, was it Kentucky's motto? United we stand. Divided we fall. It's so true. If you can't stand together, and children, y'all are masters, not y'all, of course, but I was. I was masters at trying to bring division because I would do something like I go to mom or I go to dad and say, mom said it's okay if you said it's okay, which that was a lie. But I would, you know, you would try to divide. You naturally do that to get your way, to do what you want to do. But they were both, they had their hearts set on how they were going to raise us and what we were going to do and what we weren't going to do. And, you know, when I came home saying, everybody else is doing it. Y'all never did that, did you? Everybody else is doing it. All my friends are doing it. Everybody's doing it. Everybody can stay out till 3:00 in the morning. Why can't I stay out, you know? Because you're not their child. And I go, I wish I was, you know? How many of y'all grew up just wild? Did anybody just grow up wild? Did you? Wow, man, you know, I looked at you guys with envy back then, but man, I had some pretty good restraints on me. And it was a good thing because honestly, the way I was, crazy and rebellious, I probably wouldn't be here right now. You know what? I got into deep sin. But it's like the boundaries that my parents put on me, it was like I had this, well, it's like I go this far, but things would get weird and things would get, you know, when they would get way beyond my boundaries, I would back up and go, no, I can't go there. So I believe God probably spared my life through that. So remember, you're sparing your child's life when you give them boundaries. It's a good thing. I'm about done. Okay. We're going to pray for each other, I think, you know? I would really like y'all to pray about. I would love to see during worship. Praise God for all you teachers that are teaching during the service. And thank you, children, for being so respectful and quiet and courteous today. I really appreciate that. Y'all have been awesome. But during worship, I would love it. I love to watch y'all worship. I love to watch y'all worship. I really do. And sometimes you need a little help focusing on worship, but I'm believing God's raising up people that will help you focus on worship. I love to see you wave flags when you're worshiping to the Lord. But, you know, there's got to be order because as people come in here and as this place fills up, you're going to have a bunch of young people that are, they don't know nothing. They're just wild as bucks. No, really. And they need to look at y'all and go, oh, this is my example, see? And so I'm not trying to be a hard case or anything like that, but we've got to have order. And when Ford broke his arm in here, I think that was when I went, this can't happen no more. Running through the church and just running wild, it can't happen no more because it can't happen. So God's going to give us creative ways to, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity to have all these mighty warriors, but I want to see them focused. And it said they'll be like arrows. What it said, they'll be like arrows in your quiver. So they're weapons. Y'all are weapons. So everybody that's got children, come up here and let's lay hands on each other and pray. And those of y'all that have grown children, you come up here and let's lay hands on them and pray. And then they're going to lay hands on you and pray for your prodigals. Because I got a prodigal, man. You know, I don't know if I didn't train him up in the way he should go or not, but I did my best. But I tell you what, children, you come here right in the center. I want to lay hands. We want to lay hands on you. All too well, if you consider yourself a young adult, whatever you. Okay, you're children then. Come on up here, children.